The Milwaukee Police Department began experimenting with body cameras about 2 years ago, and now the department is getting ready to ramp up its efforts. Milwaukee Sergeant Doug Warwick demonstrated the camera equipment twice yesterday, including during this session at the Milwaukee Mayor's office.
So if we start right here, this is a collar mount, what I'm holding here. It's a metal piece that actually fits under the collar.
Warwick went on to show other tiny cameras that can be mounted on eyeglasses, a cap, and shoulder vests. He says Milwaukee officers will not have the option of wearing a camera on their chest because the view might be easily blocked by arm movements. Patrol officers would activate the camera by touching a recording device on their belt as they are investigating a case or enforcing the law. The cameras could be turned off in certain circumstances, such as when an officer is interviewing a sexual assault victim who didn't want to be recorded. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the camera use will be adjusted as needed.
But I think at the end of the day that this is going to really be a benefit to the police officers, and I think it's going to be a benefit to the public as well.
Mayor Barrett is asking to spend about $900,000 for 1,200 police body cameras next year, though about 200 officers could start wearing them in just a couple of weeks. That's despite the city's Fire and Police Commission not yet approving the department's proposed body camera policy document. The commission began hearing about the draft policy last night after another presentation from Sergeant Warwick. He showed off the small belt unit that will store the images.
This will hold 8 gigabytes of video, which is basically nine and a half hours worth of video on this device.
Warwick says the video an officer records would be kept at police headquarters for at least 120 days. While a couple of commissioners expressed support for body cameras, Ann Wilson has doubts.
It sounds very good, but I get suspicious of stuff that sounds very good.
Several citizens who commented at last night's meeting also voiced suspicion. Mary Watkins says she doesn't trust the police to discipline officers who are shown by a camera to be breaking department rules or the law.
What will be the good of paying almost $900,000 for this equipment if there's the possibility, and I believe a strong one based on past things that have happened, that the officer will get away with what they've done?
Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says his officers face discipline for any misconduct. He says the body cameras will strike a balance.
Again, we recognize that there are competing demands for both accountability and transparency, and this particular technology has been identified as something that offers some promise in those two regards.
A mayor-appointed advisory committee in Madison isn't ready to endorse police body cameras. The panel this week voted to recommend at least a one-year delay in a local pilot program. Committee Chair Veronica Lazo.
We're not saying that body cameras are not going to happen. They will happen at some point, but there are underlying issues that we have to work on. And one of the major issues that keep coming up was the trust in the police.
The Madison City Council will take up the committee recommendations later this month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.